fill with praise. That's why my heart is filled with praise. And so, Father in heaven, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all of your many manifold blessings. We thank you for another day that you have made. God, I'm rising this morning with a great smile on my face because this is the day that the Lord has made. And since you have made the day, God, we can rejoice and be glad in it. We can walk in victory on this day. We can walk in your anointing on this day. We can walk in your strength on this day. We can walk on this day as more than overcomers. God, we can walk in this day as bolder witnesses for you because you are our God. You are our Redeemer. You're everything that we need and more, God. And so as we rise early this morning to tell you, thank you, God, we just want to bless your name. For when praises go up, blessings can't help but to come down. And I know that we can use some more of your blessings, God. Shower down your blessings upon your people, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we have emptied out our cups, God, and we're ready for a filling from you. God, we didn't waste, oh, God, any of your mercies or any of your grace yesterday, but we gave it all out, God. We gave out all of our love, God. We gave all of our meekness out. We gave all of our peace out, God, our patience. God, we gave out everything that you needed for us to give yesterday, God, to be some help or to edify your people, to bless them, to strengthen them, to encourage them, God. We gave out all of the fruit and the gifts that you have given us, God, to be a blessing in this day and time. But as we start this day, God, we don't want to start this day off with new old mercies or old favor, God, or old grace, God. We need something new, God, something fresh from you, God. And the awesome thing to know, God, about you is that you bless us with brand new mercies every single day, God. You bless us with a greater anointing every single day, God. You bless us with great new favor every single day, God, because if any man is in Christ, he is a new creature, God. You made us new today, God. Whether we failed you yesterday, God, or whether we rose up to do your will, God, you blessed us to see a brand new day, God. So there is a brand new purpose, God. There's a brand new plan, God. There's a brand new outlook, God, that you have in store for us today. And for that, we say thank you, God. Thank you, God, for not holding our failures against us, God. Thank you, God, for another chance to say yes to your will, God, and to say yes to your way. Thank you, oh, God, for new mercies, God, that we see because your faithfulness is great, God, and your ways, oh, God, your actions, oh, God, are great. And so, God, we thank you for another chance to say yes, and for another day of new mercies, God, that we see. And God, so make us over again, Lord. Make everything in us new. You make all things new, God. Make our attitudes new and make our walk, God, today new. Make our thoughts, oh, God, today new. Oh, God, help us to think on those things that are lovely, those things that are pure, those things that are just, and those things that are of a good report, God. Last night during Bible study, God, we talked about laying aside, oh, God, evil speakings and laying aside guile and laying aside envies and hypocrisies, God. Oh, God, and laying aside malice, those things that causes separation in the body, God. For it's our determination to grow together spiritually, oh, God, to be a great church in you, a great ministry in you. Oh, God, and when we allow those things to get inside of us and in between us, God, it causes decay in the body, Lord. It causes confusion in the body, Lord. It causes, oh, God, separation in the body. But, God, we want to be with one accord and with one mind, God. And that's why we find ourselves here this morning in prayer, God, because we need a greater anointing from you, God, to help us to put flesh under subjection so that your spirit, oh, God, may manifest himself, oh, God, and have its way in our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. And so, God, with humbleness of our heart, God, and humbleness in mind, God, we say yes to your will, God, this morning. We say yes to your way in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We submit ourselves to your authority, God, and we submit ourselves to your ways, God. Wherever you lead us, oh, God, we shall follow, God, because we say yes, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. It's not just lip service, God, but we're willing to act on our words, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. So come to more and have your way, God. Make me the vessel that you need me to be this day, God, and for this day, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, make me, God, into what you need me to be, where you need me to go, God. Again, I'm willing to go. Oh, God, we want to submit ourselves as living sacrifice, God. We want to submit ourselves holy and acceptable, God. We want to submit ourselves, God, as vessels that you can use, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Wherever you need me, God, we're willing to go. I'm willing to go. I'm willing to do. I'm willing to say. I'm willing to, God, listen. I'm willing to obey. I'm willing to, God, say yes, God, wherever it is you need me to go. Oh, God, we're ready to go. We're ready to do. We're ready to be, God. We're ready to light, God, and be the light that someone needs to see, God. We're ready, God, and help us, oh, God, if we're not in that state of mind, Lord, to get us in that state of mind, God, because you have something great in store for us in the mighty name of Jesus. Because every day that you make, God, is a day, God, for you to shower us down with blessings, God. Blessings that we won't have enough room to receive it, God. Blessings that will overflow us and overwhelm us, oh, God, that will allow us to be a blessing to someone else, God. The joy that I have, God, I thank God that the world didn't give it to me, God. And since the world didn't give it to me, God, then the world don't dictate how I get it out, God. And God, I want your joy bells, oh God, to ring down in my soul this morning, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, that the joy of the Lord, God, can not only be my strength, God, but he can be the strength of those that are attached to me, God, and to those that are next to me. Oh God, let your spirit overflow us, God. Let your spirit, God, overwhelm us, God, today. Let your anointing, God, overwhelm us and overcome us, oh God, that we may be a blessing to someone, God, this day, in the mighty name of Jesus, to let them know that you still live, God, today. To let someone know that Jesus still saves. To let someone know that you still heal and that you still deliver, God. That's the joy we need, oh God, and the boldness that we need deep down within inside of us, oh God, to be the vessels that you call for us to be in this day. Oh God, let your anointing overflow, overwhelm, and God, run over in us, as Lady McCowan did in her demonstration during coffee break yesterday, God. Oh, God, a spirit of anointing, God, that we need you to fall afresh on us. And so, God, if there's anything in us, God, that's unlike you or that would take up room for your spirit to have its way, oh, God, we want you to eject it, God. We heard also last night that our bodies are the temple, oh, God, of the Lord. God, you made us, oh, God, into lively stones, Lord. Hallelujah, that we can be the place, oh, God, that you dwell in, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Jesus is our sure foundation. He is the rock that we can stand upon. He is the rock that we can build upon. And, God, each and every one of us are blocks. We are lively stones, God, that are used to be the temple of the Holy Spirit, God. Let us not fall in our calling, God. Let us not fall, God, in our duties in the name of Jesus, so that the walls of the church, oh God, won't be bare. But God, make us the stones. Make us sure foundations, God. Make us strong, God, in you, God, that we may hold up our job, God, that we may do what we've been called to do, Lord, that we may fulfill our purpose, God. Oh God, that so nothing, God, won't be open or available for the enemy to come in and attack the body of Christ. For we are many members of one body, Lord. And not all of us have the same office, but each and every one of us, God, have a purpose and a plan and a mission, God. Some have to work a communication system, God. Some, oh God, have to find themselves consistently kneeling in prayer, God. Somebody got to be at the church to open up the doors of the church, God, and then somebody got to give the word, God. Somebody else got to sing it. Somebody else got to play, God, but each and every one of us, God, are important, God, because we are many members, God, and we don't all have the same office. So, God, help us to walk worthy in the purpose and the calling that you have in our lives, God. Help us to walk worthy this day, and we can't do that in the flesh, so help us to put flesh under subjection right now in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Help us to put selfishness down, God. Help us to put bad attitudes down, God. Help us, oh God, to put the giving up spirit down in the name of Jesus, because those things don't benefit the body. But everything we do, God, everything that we say, let it come forth, God, to be a blessing to the body of believers, God, and to be a witness to those that don't know who you are. We are ready for kingdom business, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We are ready to move forward, oh God, or continue to move forward in you in the name of Jesus, because you have a high calling for us. We're pressing, God. We're hungry, God. We're thirsty for more of you in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, nothing else will satisfy. Nothing else will quench this hunger, but only your presence, only your favor, only your anointing, God, will do for us on this Thursday. As we almost conclude this week, God, we're still hungry and we're still thirsty for more of you. So, God, continue to hide your word in our heart. You heard last night that your word is the truth, God. And in spite of things that come off that's false, oh, God, we can hide ourselves in the truth. We can hide ourselves in Jesus. Oh, God, when things look weary, God, and things look in desperation, God, or desperate, God, when things look like they're going to overwhelm us, God, we can hide ourselves in you. And so, God, we hide ourselves in you. You are our protector. You are our strength. You are, God, you're the very security blanket that we need, oh, God, in this world today. I thank you, God, that we're not of this world. God, we may be in this world, but we're not of this world. This is not our home. But while we're here, God, we're going to continue to be content, Lord. We're going to continue to live in the abundant life that you have given us, God. Oh, God, we want to walk in your anointing. And, God, so sometimes that takes a transformation of the mind. Our mind needs to be renewed to know who we are, to know whose we are, and to know who we belong to, God. We want you to have your way, God, in our lives today. And so I speak victory on this day. I speak more than overcoming today. I speak strength. I speak healing. Oh, God, I speak a great anointing, God. I speak for or I press towards the high calling, oh, God, that you have for our lives on this day. Where you lead us, God, we shall follow. And bless us all day long in the mighty name of Jesus. And before I dismiss, God, I speak healing over those that are sick among us. I thank you for the protection, God, last night from the storm clouds that raged, oh, God, throughout Virginia. God, there's a storm out over the ocean, God, but I thank you, God, today that our God is able to say, peace be still to the storms, and God, you're able to protect your people. And from the news that I heard last night, none of us were affected, oh, God, by the storm, or none of us were harmed by the storm, and for that, God, we say thank you. We don't take your grace and your protection for granted, God, but we say thank you, God, for your protection and for your keeping power. Bless us this day. Keep us in the heart of your hands and the center of your will, God, and we bless you and magnify you and give you all the glory and all the honor and all the praise. In the matchless and mighty name of Jesus, we pray this day. Amen and amen. God bless you, saints. As you